Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, Deku, we wanted to welcome all your elders. You been yahota, you lopata. Kadit kadit yag bishapti kiki mbili nyaksiut. Deku, kuyagibut. Itle rikabut patisilyakun tiki tilubi nyagadut. This time I'd like to call the Regional Elders Council meeting come to order. Truman, would you do the invocation, please?
Maria Deku, my language, Deku Jesus, Kuyana Nafet, the man no block, the man that will be willing in the Tempidi Kabut. Asit kayo na sabtiyo, Jesus buli yang na abito rikuta hota. Kayo na sabtiyo, kanya ta hotel isma misabtiyo to zlan. Tema, ngila bagila abtiyo, tema, kokre ni rahota bisakput, muna kaptin na yu. Tema, kayo tiluta, piyo pro labtiyo, sibuli yang na abito. Kayong nagtut, nagling nagtut, Jesus. At ayad ka po niya. Amen.
Thank you, Truman. Damna at siyang taksi, subukar si Nita. Sumik si Milinik sa inyak pa naga, sumik ilalaga siya si Nik, pekang nagpa. Sibulilu, nulak sa kalagpunan, number 7, village report sa makanunga. Nak mundur lagi pun nak guna yak pa? Old business kana na ngano 5 good luck lu big pasuwa. Okay. The kanuno laksa sinya ikut. So sulite. Sama uko inna nukta ura alak madut pergi siwut uko ba church kami nyagi imbidot sebulilak luit pergi sebaluki uda hari tapko penik pada ukununga organisasi kundun Pira lagu dalo. Tak namun aku nak nak pa. Tap kuninga, ya tap kuninga simbil yang lu sumigat lamik. Ilya dikhayat cufsing. Approval lah kaya aku dah jangan takut.
On the approval of guidelines, if we can have another executive session on the approval of guidelines, I don't think they're ready to approve yet. So I don't think that that our group could approve these. If we could have another executive session just on the guidelines sometime this fall.
Okay.
Not right away.
Okay. So we're going to delete that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll delete old business number 3, guidelines and Okay.
Number and two, all business meet.
Yeah. Number two, them no old business me approval of guideline. Nak hilir yang kalau kaput pak ma approval aku minyak yang sok pilih kar lu gaulan pergi sendiri minyak. Anything else?
Are we going to cover Ralph today too?
Where he fall under?
Fish and wildlife.
Fish and wildlife. How much time do you have, Mani, Sunak?
Well, I have time to come to that.
Tonight? What times you got, like?
Oh, I don't know. I got to take kids tonight for a
We can. Elmer?
We can do the circuit first or put on Mel first and then the circuit on.
Okay, the churches are not going anywhere, I guess, huh? We can have you right after Grand Raymond so he can catch the airplane. That's all right, will you? Okay. I know we can get along with you. But all right, we'll have you done. Okay, anything else? We got Lamik Pijak Said Patera approval lang in Aklu, 1 minute that was really Pijak Sangan again. Oh, roll call and red pizza. Is that in the FC roll call and look?
Hi.
Who are you here? Here.
Come on from.
Here.
Here. Thomas Dillon Jr. Truman Cleveland.
Here.
Eva Thomas. Flora Carmen.
She's going to be, Angeline Moso is to come in and replace Flora Carmen. Flora is not feeling good, so she's not going to make it to this meeting.
Kirby Jackson. Mildred Clay.
Bad weather in Tivolina. Mildred will be in as soon as the weather gets good.
Okay.
May Bernhardt.
Did you get Leonard Douglas?
Oh, I'm sorry, Leonard Douglas.
Yes.
He's our new member from Sumnac. He's the president of Sumnac, so he's going to represent Sumnac along with Mr. Stevens.
Okay, we have quorum. Deku, the agenda. We need to approve the agenda.
President, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
There's a motion on the floor. There's a second. Further discussion.
Question
called for. All favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, unanimous. The approval of July 2 meeting. July me khang em meeting kap ta minute tabut. Tah bet mari fold up sit ni chuk nang lok tu. The next one over tap. There is a meeting the electric cover, Kagemya. July 2 me. To make a lock sack on the butt. Abna, number 7, next place of meeting, Upper Coba, Gilisakvi Camp. Biliga lockdown ni kangemnya. Biliga isa kapta. So, lukanik kanugemnya sama iluni. Iglego diksabullu. Suli iglego diksabut pipyuding. Taat nakluwu ubungan ulak kakput. Demi lahat niu, biliga minaksiyupta. Temannya so, sabal lo takluwu, biliga minakluwu. Piyup tiku dat kamani kadi mat lagi siru di jane. Tutur sip mira ala para sile. Tam nas kanyak ta tap kunani min tane pisup noktok. Rupa la lagi cip sik tane na kuna ya kala ok. Sibigat la mikil sa ilak sak pak sai cip nangni. There is a motion on the floor to approve the minutes. To blue the clue sule, second tak clue. Kwakshak to lala upisi sule. Question call for, all favor say aye. All opposed? Ariga. Nakulang long na si tapko, minitari kawut kangemnya, introduction of guests. Chama. Pakko kesari kabut wak nanti nyaw lak lu si umak nak. You introduce yourself, please.
My name is Sue White.
John Martinak, Catholic Church. John Steinberg, Church of God. Chuck Mays, Assembly of God.
Amo atira Manila, ukapto murakto nili ubanik, ikitarum agayibeng.
Ano ang laktak tamay niya si Masuk Maiki? Bayang ito nga. Purup. Gawal din da Diyo. Saka.
Jones, mong gato man.
Yeah. From starting from the far corner with the computer is Elmer Goodwin, Martha Whiting, Manny Hill, and Tommy Sheldon, Kiana, Wilbur Sampson, Norvik, Percy Jackson, Kiana, Ed Large, Jonas Raymond, and Park Service, Evelyn Ballett, Selowick. My right-hand man, Elmer Armstrong. I'm Levi Cleveland. I'm from Sungnak, and I chair this elders. My cousin from Selowick, Magdalene Tikik. And my other cousin, Truman Cleveland from Ambler. And my other other half, Leonard Douglas from Sungnak. My big sister from Kobuk, May Bernhardt. And Nita Thomas from Buckland. And those are the regional elders of Nana Region. We welcome all of you to our meeting, and we tried to do the best we could to support just about everyone that we can support, and we for any reason that you need it, and the elders in your functions or whatever, and we're here to help you out in any way we could. We might not, you know, do everything, but we certainly can try, and we're trying our best, and I think we have a
the most leaders from our villages. Most of them are village leaders, and that's why they're sitting in their elders, Nana region elders. I guess this time we're going to go to Ralph Raymond to present his fish and wildlife. Fish and wildlife goodness of our Rahonisuna, Kivani, Sidivigmi, Kimya, wildlife refuge, Una, that Kivumanis of our Rahtuk, fish and game goodness, Tamna, fish and game good, Billy Blue, wildlife refuge, Na, Moko, Sut, Konakru Rahvigi Blue, Angur, Kanuchi, Ting Milurit, Konakru Rahvigi Blue, that Naklu Sabak Vigan, that Nitsimili, Suna Sabakta, Taruna, Nalakta Lagasinari, Samakanu Chimigli, Kodi Krakam. Ayadanga.
Thank you, Divine. The question is Fish and Wildlife Service and Fish and Game, they're local.
Ah, Malaka.
Fish and Game is the one that takes care of that. I'm going to talk today on the topic here on my language. Most of you may not understand what I'm talking about, but you can see on our agreement what the reference manager wrote. She's not here, so she asked me to come over and talk to us about this concept. Fishing Wildlife, a little bit about the project.
na abla video le yana kana uni te ni uni tikpat ni tiyo ni tiyo ni na aksi na wala te tikpo ni ni ta abla mani tiyo ni kana uni kani tiyo uwa ano mga ano kini tiyo uwa uli kama na Malik Patrum, video led Patrum, Tema, government, Umayang ethnic, no government ethnic, Tema, Kano, Kayo, one of the after, great, singing, Kayo, Makada, Kame, Kayo, Louis, singing, Sully, a great book, Tony, who put a little zero, Tema, cash their house.
Makuninga, Lutanik, the Kamua, and Sakhina, and other, you keep it in the Yanik in the
afternoon. No, number would have been left up. You keep it on that, all the Sakhina, and a few town, video, you keep it in the action.
Mr. Chairman, Damna Wilbur, a gland, Bill Muck, Iliakpun, the Sama Inisimaromic, Hatlaromic, in your parasit up. Nasin, the Tanan Makunua, Iliso to Tigilu, Hanoa Mirkseleg Miglu, Hanolu, Nokun, Anguora, Nyakilanganic, Inisimarom, Inisimarak, the Sama. Tower money moving me to the top.
Obviously, they ended the Louis no moving and put it for that. Someone not came out and said, I got taking off the people to take the room back and Tower money kind of come over and made you the closeman and all that happened.
Damna, Tapco, Tini, Carlo Tulu, Tainic Pucknick, Atlantic Sully, Video Lernelli Pasuli, Macaulay Atlet, Angudit, Narunanitareme, Tamatkolo, Caputit Laluit, ilian ni video li la ka si ligit pa di
tam no wo ni na sar la ta ko khya ki ni ka lo ki tum na la ni ka ko kha na or ki la li ni mo na ta tu la ki si ta na ta ki 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 ki
Martha.
Are there any volunteers that want to help us plan this video? The money is going to come in and the contract starts October to October 98. So we have a whole year to film, do some filming this winter. Maybe we just have to plan it. Are there anybody here want to help us plan this video? We'll have to meet another time and talk about how we want to produce this video. Is there anybody that want to help with the planning of this video?
How long do
I thought you said volunteer.
How long the meet? Is there going to be meeting Justin here or the?
They'll either be here or they'll probably be teleconference by phone. All we need to do right now is decide what kind of things we want to film, who want to be our actors. If you want to go out there and go hunt a caribou while somebody videotapes you, we also need to decide if we're going to pay people or if they're going to volunteer. We have to work with that $20,000, and we just need to plan it right now. So if anybody want to sit and volunteer and help us plan it from the council, that would make it a lot easier. Wilbur, did you want to volunteer?
I was just going to tell you, I did live in the camp this year, and you'll be welcome you to go up there and go do the filming.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you could film me.
About 5 miles below the McNeil. You see that thin house down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, when are you going to start your planning?
In October sometime.
Oh, probably, in October.
Probably, maybe after AFN, when things kind of slow down a little bit.
Yeah, let's get one back until about the middle of the month. Yeah. We'll wait until it comes in to keep out all the time. And, more information we need.
Anybody else want to help
climb this? Remember, we need some women to show us how to cut it up and hang it.
That's all the women do. Yeah.
That's all. That's the whole main thing, just to preserve the meat, how to dry it up.
How not to waste it, because a lot of people, our own people, will waste caribou. That's one of the main purposes of this, is to teach our people and teach other people how not to waste the caribou, but to use it wisely and resourceful.
And
it's not how not to waste. It's part of the documentary to show that there is traditional knowledge in there. And when they're subsistence hunt, they don't always waste meat. They don't need to be taught how not to. They know this part is the vital part too. That in fact, don't waste. And I think the reason why they chose caribou or moose is that the hunter, who is a well-versed hunter, you know, all the people that hunt know the animals. They are biologists from the time they learn to hunt.
they know how the animal lives, they know where to look for it. And this is what it's going to be about. Starting from the time they're going out, maybe without team or whatever. The knowledge of how to select the animal that you find. And the hunter will do all the dressing of that. He brings it home, but goes on from there. The wife will be either set it up for drying or putting it away, or that's how the documentary wants to be.
Donors, you wanna volunteer for planning?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll
try to help you out along with Elmer. I think what we're looking at right now, the caribou is not. I've seen caribou. They cut legs. Anyway, they wanna cut them up and just throw them away. That's not the way to handle the caribou. You need to cut all the legging just right so you when you make your mukluks, it's already cut to be made mukluk. That's what we're looking at too. You just don't cut them any old way and throw the hoops and whatever. Okay.
Aye.
So if you're going to do your planning after the AFN, you got only 1 week then.
There's going to be probably a couple different meetings.
Okay. Once you set those and you let us know, then we'll see what we can do from there.
Okay. I have Wilbur and Jonas and Elmer and everybody right now to help plan this video. And Ralph, of course.
Yeah, I can.
I think he'll be the kind of key man. Sounds like that he have gas, food, boat, snow machine, government snow. Yeah. So if we can have him there, then he would be a good access to those.
They needed a boat to take out 24-foot three-door ship and 160-horsepower of Yamaha on it.
Okay, sounds good.
If they want to run it in Colbert River, we can use some drivers from that way.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Nyuga pikru di krakak paka ik simarik siligalak pisig aya danga kanok tilanga ilokasi kang ik simarik silik pisig so sublinyanga kang ik sibener tupsing wa kang ik simarik siliu binyayarik put ari nakuwin ng upsi wa akubak approval lakwalak pisig naga kanok pisig.
Mr. Chairman, Portugal la captigo for crap in a propagamima Nani mu tamnamu mu yakpan tapkuna ngarmini in mizialu ikpanakuna sui kaput that now nakhtu di sudak.
Yeah, it'll be up to
the neck, amber, kobogitna. Jadi mataf ko li nunaring ini semak sangat kanu kalau pisuti laktik karena si di suatu tilu like you Wilbur Norwich area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damna. That na chimik movie leg pada. Kenyak sita leg lugu, sabag lugu. Lutari kaptit nun, kenyak tisudik saupan, nakuunak nakpising. Video tu ni, video mik. Una show samna misaktan ngetsuk ang manginyak matam na video. Dahil maglan, video tip tip ruma. Kanyag laudak lugu, video laudak lugu, pinagsariya, kanup nanin. So, misaktan ngat no. Okay. Nakuna nasuk.
Mr. Chairman, Wami, Nali Sumati Kara, Katna, Tilmanik Padung, Isimaronon, Review Oral Lakup Lugu, Simaronga, Asi, Glowing Santa Samay, Isimaroto Tokanat, Sivoni Aglan, Katna, Tabakat Ladot, Anguoranik, Vona, Pilapan Nakuni Yakpal of Turret, Nakit Kita lah sih ibu malak tu malak. Mr. Chairman, motion malak tu sih dengan dam nak kita pukul.
Iya, motion nak tuk tera dam nak nak uil ibu aku tuk nang nip ibu kedai tu beli jek pom.
Malak.
Ay, nanti deh sakar tuk pak nau nengah beli jek. Sekarang tanik terat. Sibuk-sibuk dia, kau kerja tu tidak lalu lak teruk pisi. Martha.
If any of the guests or anybody want more information, we have all this information in the elders' packets, and there's more information in the back of anything we're discussing today, like our Fish and Wildlife podcast or anything else. If you want some information, there. More
information and more copies back here. Cool. So we go call the credit to sing, the cool we use sing, you look at it, it's a lucky tick. The cool we like in the exit. Take go. Take go soon up. What I know about a gland, feel your hair is not to it, can over, world. Ang iyo kang uro ni patisorut. Abungit na kaya pakakaudiran ng kliwi sa panisun uwagot. Tahat na inyunitiran ng kliwita. Tahat na simut dikitip kakadiyot. E pani uwagot inyong nakakapta. Kampo dip luta. Amani kampami. Tahama hamani days. Hamani months. Irutirakayadiyot. Tahat na si sumnaktaonik, suronik. Ilitsoksip luta. Malikuta ataramik. Tak nak dengar kau dah bawa-bawa, pasti saya urut. Okay. Terima, agak aku, jangan lihat lagi lagi sini semua. Teguh. Teruna. Cercamun. Cercamun. Kau digi laksau digi kakput. Kau digi ralak pun aku bisa balik tuk. Aglang ni itpa, naga, kanusin ni itpa.
Daud, Pat, Daud, Bakit, Leja, Kru. Do you have a copy of that letter, Elmer? That first one we submit, like the one to Roland Booth?
It's in the back listed under letters.
Well, let me go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Di mana aku naik laktoi? Kalau mira aku dah lalu.
Bumi mira laku yusing. Kalau nik pun bumi mira lagi naik. Kau di lipsi kang si mai si cukup sih.
Believe I introduced me already. I'm from Cassidy, and I lived here 48 years. And I'm originally from Buckland. In our last elders' meeting, we suggested that a letter be drawn to the pastor. As you know, we have alcohol and drug abuse here in Cassidy. Very, very heavy. It seems like we're running an outlet here in Cassidy. Any amount that is subject comes here to Cassidy, Alaska Airlines or Northern Air Cargo, whichever. There's nothing that's ever been done to try and start something to maybe slow the flow of alcohol in Cassidy. So we decided we draft a letter. You probably have a copy of it that I suggested to the regional council at the time that we did have a Christian conference here in Cotchabue in the past, some years ago. And Father, what's his name, was a member of that, a little friend of mine.
Father Art.
He was kind of instrumental on that one, too. I can still remember that, too. And Roland was part of it. He's not here today. But a letter was written, sent to him also. So we thought maybe if the churches could take some kind of leadership in some kind of direction that they could put together. I'm not saying that you yourself as a pastor should go out there and say, we're going to stop alcohol, because that's a little bit in conflict of the ministerial work in the church. You know that. You start losing members, and if they get misinterpreted, you know, this could happen. We have the police chief here, and Edward's been working with them. They know the problem. They could probably comment on what we're speaking about. But I think that if this Christian conference could be established again, and maybe with some of our leaders involved in it, like Bill, Nana, Manila, some other organizations, I think Manila most of all, you know, their experience in alcohol and drug abuse, broken families, that the group would give some kind of direction to people that are willing to make a step to see what we could do of the flow of alcohol here to Cotterby, and drugs and alcohol to Cotterby. I think this regional board is in favor of supporting you with whatever that has started. I know it's hard, but I can't say that it's never been done before. It's been done before. We put a petition and took Cotterview into dry status before what our people were together at that time. I don't really know what position we're in today, but I think we have enough people here in Cotterview that to take concern with some kind of move, maybe our ministerial
group could lead to. You don't have to be alone. We have many church members in our churches, each one of the denominations. What, we have 7 or 8 churches here in Cotsview? So maybe we could speak about, anybody could speak about this, you know, and ask questions or whatever, and or comment. And Ed could, and Paul and Ed could speak loudly that this is the problem today. We have suicide. We've just been fortunate that we caught some of them through our police, through our people that are concerned. We caught some and prevent this kind of thing. I myself at home, you know, I have a young man. My son is married, but they use alcohol also. I have every one of my rifles or weapons all locked up, day and night. Even now, they're locked up, even though that they're sober. This is the kind of feeling that we all have today. We can't tell what our young people is going to do because of drugs, especially. Maybe not so much as alcohol use in some of them, but I think our police force could say something about that, and our counseling with the troubled people. Maybe if anyone could speak about this, you know, I think we should have a little discussion on it and maybe come to some kind of consensus so that we as regional elders could give a direction, not to you or whatever, you know, maybe, or maybe you can give us a direction. What we need, what step we need to take. You know, we're trying to be examples to our people, and the young people especially. So I think it should either way be directed. I think we need to start something. In our couple days of training some time ago in alcohol police and community policing. Ed and Paul was there, and they had some people that come up and had 2 days work session on this. And after the first day and the second end of the second day, we discussed what maybe which avenue that we need to go. Some said that they were going to look to see if this issue could be voted the borough-wise. I think when I was in the assembly, I mentioned that we kind of looked into it, but we didn't go real far on that, and our mayor probably remembered that. You know, but it is a concern. I think we have another meeting tonight at the NANA boardroom. Community policing, 7 o'clock. NANA board meeting. I think we have another meeting tonight at the NANA boardroom. kanak luba ukok ikayok kisek magnik semua inywe gurak tu tu bangun ni yau minga elta boleh banyak kita tarung me karena birak switch sulit baik bersikap mengoma yau rumah tu tak kuna ni please mohon pelunga sulit maksirak kanusik lalu kara ini sakslu tema ni please mohon mengoma ko ini semangat sedikit janik aku klip juga ini sahaja aku pernah tak semua tiga lawak semua tak mesti ngaya sama gelat kanung lumali kayu rakwik semnun ini semua rakam dik tema ni ini sahari rakam dik kayu tona suwa lumali skap penuhi jali itu semua so if you have any questions we could probably have a discussion. I just said that we had that workshop and then I became a member of their group, so I'll be in that meeting too tonight. So I think Levi will just maybe talk about it, see who has some kind of idea or questions, if you have questions.
Okay, thank you, Elmer.
Mr. Chairman, that letter that we were just discussing here, that letter about suicide, but, you know, our kids nowadays are taking suicide as an easy way out. And so when I was talking to some of these elders, a lot of the elders from the villages, they asked me to write a letter for them, so I wrote that letter for the elders here to the churches of all the people in custody about suicide. Subject right now is supposed to be on suicide about our kids taking an easy way out. Hey, my buddy just killed himself. Heck, I can do it too. And that kind of attitude our kids have now. It's not only kids, it's adults too. But now what? This letter that the elders had me write out was to discuss how could we try and stop, we can't stop it, but how could we try and slow down even help some of the kids or people from counseling suicide stop them. If we could tell them in church service that suicide is not what God set you and I on this earth for. We're here to help each other, to work together, to live. And that was what the intention of the letter was for.
Other thing I think elders had a concern about too, because when you holding a funeral service for somebody that has committed suicide, when you conducting the funeral, you know, because the variety of people goes to the church, young, old, and when somebody, let's take somebody hang himself, and when you're conducting the funeral, I don't know if it's right to say that the person is already in heaven, is waiting for you there. In that, I think it's, you send the message out to the young people in that manner, or one might get a message to say, "Oh, if I do that, I can go to the heaven too. Why not? I can do it. When he can do it, I can go to heaven." I mean, we're gonna have to be careful how we word these, and so we can maybe that'll be part of the prevention. I think that's a letter that was written in that manner. If I could bring it out better, I would, all right, but I think that's what our concern too in our in that letter. It's just not person that, you know, that hang himself or however he stopped his life. It's something that we need to be careful of.
Mr. Chairman, a couple people approached me sometimes this spring about one of the funeral services, one of the villages that committed suicide or was shot accidentally or whatever, or somebody hanged himself. Sometimes, you know, I've been in the pastor before. It's hard to get a message how or where the soul goes by a person that did such a thing. But it's in the Bible. You study the Bible enough. It's in the Bible. That you don't play around with your life, put an end to your life. But I think what I was trying to get at first, and I'm glad that Elmer and Levi add on to this letter here, but I think most of the time, drug and alcohol is the most cause to do this. Pastors feel that we could put both together, suicide and drug and alcohol. Which one is the most, hurting our people? So maybe even the police can give a hand, with you. But for one thing, I would recommend that our Christian conference be started again somehow, because I think it's not only the alcohol that we're battling, like Levi and Elman said, it's suicide. We have counselors in Manila, suicide counselors, but what are they doing to help our young people? It seems like they go through a program, and when they go out that door on the last day, they go back to the streets again. And when they go back to the streets, you don't know what they're doing. You can't keep track of
what
they're
doing. What is the elder's counsel really asking us to do?
I think the message during the funeral, we're going to have to be careful how we put this so we won't send the message out to our young people when the person is, hanging himself or something. Not to say that he's already up there in heaven and waiting. I mean, who's to judge? Who's to judge? But if we ask a pastor, like if I have a pastor and I'm preaching in the funeral service when somebody commits suicide, hanging himself or something, this person is. He's gone and he's up there right now in heaven waiting. That message, when it's received by the young people, it's what we have concern is that kind of message if we give out during that funeral, the young people might get the message that, hey, when he can go to heaven, when I hang myself, I can go to heaven too. Is that that's the concern we have, because
I forgot to say that I represent the Baha'i Faith. Suicide is something that as a Baha'i and as a mother, I have looked into a lot. I think that there's a lot of us who have lost family members. I lost my son 9 years ago. And the one thing that we can all do, whether we have a ministerial council or whatever it is that we do, is to recognize that when one of our young people commits suicide, that it's a natural thing. And we found this in counseling and in working with people, that their friends, young people, I don't know how to say it, they do everything together, and it's a very natural thing for them to want to follow each other, and that oftentimes, if they're unhappy or they're hurting, what we found when I was talking with my son's friends and even his acquaintances, that was always in their mind. When he died, they thought, well, first of all, they thought it was their fault because they didn't know that was what he was thinking about. And thinking it was their fault, they also said, well, then I couldn't stop him and I'm depressed too, so I'm going to do the same thing. And for us that are here, we need to know that that's what they're thinking a lot of times. They take it on themselves. And what we did as a family and as the friends that gathered around and helped us was to make sure that we made immediate contact with all the friends so that they knew there was someone watching out for them and that it was not okay. What my son did was not okay. That was not his choice. It's God's choice to take a life. And we did it on a kind of a one-on-one, making sure that we found all his friends and talked with them within like 3 or 4 days. Because we've all had that experience in this region of a young person committing suicide, and within a week to 2 weeks, there'll be another one follow. It's like a domino thing that happens, and it's just something we need to know. So I don't know, I'm not really addressing this as a group, but just my own discovery that I made and my family made was to make that contact right away, whoever you are, even if you're a friend of the family and you know who that young person's friends were, to get that message that was not an okay thing. We love him, and we always will love him, but not what he did. And it's not okay for you to think like that. That's just one idea.
Damn that. Kotigi ra lakanga ilago tuk tatna khunipsuk ne simap duni tatna ashi tahamma nuta kadigi kangi tapko pikatna kangi ilan iling ing mik nuruk patsiso na hibgip luding ginyat ni isumap luding nagaka ilat ni tat nak si magme kubanga tam na ilat na nga ubang abdok tat na lanak mi nga itna chimigok tap ko tat na chimig ilit ko si kakman ilaring ilit ko si nigaktut tat na si maliguklu tasama kanu chimu nilili kami ilangan nutam tat nak si magme subo kilaga itna kuni ilat na nga tayem niya tat na guk maligaw si raya tam de guk tat de sik te makan nguni yangat tamat ko nu tat tut khang ne pan in minyut pilu ne tap ko gu sibuli luit u kwa khati rak sa wa la kut tam na tat na simi gili tsu se khak ta i la ne ni pilu it na simi kan si charlu tat na simi tu gu wa ke kha ho ni se ok tat na simi ku ko ra lak ne
Jadi ramai pelajar pelajar tua, kanu sebungkam nak cukup tu, nangat putih di sana tu kanu dekat sebelum dia pelajar, dia tu. dan ik zoek in de raad, de pakje merk, nu ook. Nu moet je aan mij, die maak ik voor wel een stuk, dan ben je gek, die oma zou me lopen om op de lucht. Dat is ook aan de hand van de man om me neer aan alle lucht. Dat is daar, dat is goed, zo lang in de lucht. En dat is de man met me daar, dat is waar ik aan de lucht staat te nemen, om pas te zien. Kan ik ze lucht, dan na. Ik wil nog wel met de kopstel van de maat die spelen. Ik wil met die moeilijk aan nog op die lekker. Nu wacht ik op, en maar zit aan aan op het moment aan de kop en aan de schaaf. En dat kan ik zo op die moeilijk. Ik wil nog wel met
Truman story. He, this was told by the shaman that seen what can happen, what had happened to the person when he hanged himself. He's out there, the soul is out there, hanging from that rope. Wherever if the wind comes, whatever comes, he's just hanging from that. Forever. And Truman said these were seen by the shamans. They wanted to probably want to find out when somebody hanged himself like that to see what really happened after his body was, you know, when his body is not functioning anymore, but the soul, whatever it was supposed to live forever. Just hang from the rope. And he said that should be one of the messages that we need to bring out to our young people so they'll know. Tommy?
Thank you.
approval of the hotel bar. Come to sell Chaperon, just about that.
If you want to do, the food of the little partner.
Lemon, you see in the shop. You show out to you. Then I'm how you need to come out, stop you and all the food. I know how you can get out of the shop. I don't know how you can get out of the shop.
Jonas?
In the Bible that says for us to comfort ourselves in certain passages. But I can't speak for myself to advise a pastor to for some how to speak with the same profession. I kind of respect that because God given inspiration. Thank you.